So this is a breaking news pod on the heels of D'Angelo Russell getting traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Mercury News. You're listening to Locked On Warriors, your daily Warriors podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. And I'm recording this minutes after the news broke that D'Angelo Russell will be traded to the Timberwolves for Andrew Wiggins, a 2021 protected first-round pick, and a 2021 second-round pick. Also included in the deal, the Warriors will be sending Jacob Evans and Amari Spellman to Minnesota. That will get them closer to dodging the luxury tax completely. But the headline of this deal is not only do they lose D'Angelo Russell, who I thought was having, who obviously was having a nice year for them, but they gain a player in Andrew Wiggins, who is, again, another reclamation project for them to work with, while also accumulating some very valuable draft assets. That 2021 first-round pick is protected for picks 1 through 3 and then becomes unprotected in 2022. Now, 1 through 3 protection is a very, very light protection. That is considered extremely light in today's NBA. There is a chance that that pick could still fall within the top 5. I mean, that could be the 4th pick in the draft, the 5th pick in the draft in 2021, which is largely considered a much better draft class than in 2020. And the Timberwolves have been pursuing D'Angelo Russell ever since they struck out on him in free agency. They view D'Angelo Russell as their best bet to keep Karl-Anthony Towns happy. We know that Russell and Towns are longtime friends, very good friends. And this sort of reminds me of when the Clippers went all out to trade for Paul George in order to sign Kawhi Leonard in free agency. It's a little bit different, but the principle is the same. You're not only, if you're Minnesota, trading for D'Angelo Russell, but you're trading for D'Angelo Russell and potentially for the ability to keep your franchise centerpiece in Karl-Anthony Towns. So that's their motivation. Now, for the Warriors, the sticking point in any Russell trade was the fact that the Timberwolves wouldn't trade an unprotected pick, that they had been wanting an unprotected pick from Minnesota. This is pretty close. This is the compromise that makes sense. It's not completely unprotected, but it's very lightly protected and has still a chance to be a very, very valuable asset. Now, the Warriors could obviously use the 2021 pick in what to draft a young player, or they could package that pick with Andrew Wiggins. Now, Wiggins is making similar money to D'Angelo Russell at $27 million per year, but they'll, like Russell, try to make it work, but there's going to be a lot of trade speculation now surrounding Andrew Wiggins, just like there was around D'Angelo Russell ever since Russell got to San Francisco. And if you're the Warriors now, you've got Wiggins' contract that can help facilitate a larger trade, plus these draft picks. You can now turn this package into something else. And this, what you got for Kevin Durant, when Kevin Durant was walking away for nothing, what you got for Kevin Durant, you are spinning into another valuable asset, into maybe a more valuable asset, into more of and now you could trade this pack. You could potentially turn this package into an even more valuable asset. You could pair Wiggins' contract with several first-round picks. Over the course of the last few days, the Warriors have completely restocked their draft stash. I mean, they have gone from very few first-round picks and one second-round pick over the next 7 years to now several second-round picks. They've got 5 second-round picks, a very valuable Minnesota first-round pick. And I'm sorry, they have 6 second-round picks because they got a second-rounder from Minnesota. So now you've gotten from 1 second-rounder in the next 7 years to 6, and now you have an extremely valuable 2021 first-rounder. And because this team is so bad and they are only going to get worse without D'Angelo Russell and Glenn Robinson and Alec Burks, who they traded to Philadelphia on late Wednesday night, they're going to be really bad, and they're poised to have a top 5 pick. And you know, if this in 2020, so you've got now potentially 2 top 5 picks within the 2-year span, and several second rounders, and still some contracts that are very movable, that are potentially movable, to make another blockbuster deal, to use in another blockbuster deal. So this is just my sort of immediate rambling reaction. But I was at first a little surprised that they didn't get more for D'Angelo Russell, that there wasn't a second first-round pick involved. But considering how lightly protected the first-round pick is, and considering that Andrew Wiggins is 24 years old and could still be something. I mean, now, like, let's talk about the Wiggins fit. For Golden State, you get this long perimeter guy who could potentially be better defensively than D'Angelo Russell was, offers some of the ball handling and shooting – that that you need at that position, that the Warriors have been looking for at that position, and it allows Klay Thompson to play his more natural shooting guard spot, which is where the Warriors have always wanted to play him in the first place. So they'll have about half of a season. They'll have 30 or so games now to really get a good look at Andrew Wiggins. He's under contract, obviously. Now going forward, the Warriors' core will be Steph Curry at point guard, Klay Thompson at shooting guard, Andrew Wiggins at small forward, Draymond Green at power forward, and then you've got Kevon Looney and Marquese Chris at center. And that's your core, really, going forward. And they're going to have several ways to improve this team over the offseason. So over the last few days, they've completely remade this team in a pretty surprising way, but in a way that I think sets this team up really well for the future. This is a team that is poised to return to contention next season when Steph and Klay are healthy. They've got a lot of interesting young pieces to surround them with and a whole lot of assets to continue to improve this team. They've still got the $17.2 million trade exception. They've created a couple of trade exceptions with the Burks and Glenn Robinson trade. They're going to have a top five pick. They're going to have a mid-level exception, and they may be able to dodge the tax completely right now, which would only make them more aggressive in this offseason and more willing to spend money and go over the cap and re-enter the luxury tax. So we'll have more reaction later today, but I wanted to get a podcast out there really quickly, just breaking down the nuts and bolts of this thing and just some of my immediate thoughts. But this has been Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg. Thanks for listening.